It's now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7. Also on 92.1 in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com. Click on Listen Live, the free KROX mobile app, and on your smart speaker as well, just say, listen to KROX in Crookston. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines on this Tuesday, April 9th of 2024. Good afternoon. The parents of a Michigan school shooter have been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison for failing to take steps that could have prevented the killing of four students in 2021. Jennifer and James Crumbly are the first parents convicted in a U.S. mass school shooting. They were found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors presented evidence of an unsecured gun at home and indifference toward Ethan Crumbly's mental health. The 15-year-old pulled a handgun from his backpack and shot up the school. He was allowed to stay in school despite the discovery of a violent drawing earlier that day. The shooter is serving a life prison sentence. A New York appeals court judge has rejected the latest bid by former President Donald Trump to delay his hush money criminal trial a week before jury selection was set to start. Trump's lawyers had wanted the trial postponed indefinitely while he fights a gag order that bars him from commenting about jurors, witnesses, and others connected to the hush money case. Justice Cynthia Kern's ruling is another loss for Trump, who has tried repeatedly to get the trial postponed. The decision means that the first of Trump's four criminal trials will start as scheduled on April 15th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has escalated his pledge to invade Rafah. In a video statement on Monday, he declared it will happen. He spoke as Israeli negotiators are in Cairo discussing international efforts to broker a ceasefire deal with the Palestinian militant group Hamas. And the federal program that helps pay for groceries for millions of low-income mothers, babies, and young kids will emphasize more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. New rules to the WIC program were announced Tuesday. They extend COVID-era cash vouchers for fruits and vegetables. The rules also focus on whole grains, eliminate or reduce juice, and lower the quantities of milk. WIC served about 6.6 million people a month in 2023, at a cost of $7 billion. And that is about it on the world, the national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we'll deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, as we take a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny blue skies and a gorgeous day shaping up today. We have 52 degrees. That's our temperature right now here in downtown Crookston, and one of the better days we've had so far this spring. The southwest wind is around 6 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill, only a few degrees cooler at about 50. Humidity is at 62%, barometric pressure at 29.75 inches. And again, we have sunny skies and 52. We're on our way to a high today, mostly sunny, a high near 62. West winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, partly cloudy, a low around just shy of 40. West winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. We'll take a look at the forecast for the rest of the week. Into the weekend, it will remain pretty pleasant and well above average for this time of year. We also have a chance of precipitation the next couple of days. I think everybody would be fine with a little rain, but we'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the state news, heated debate before the Democratic majority in the Minnesota Senate voted down a Republican measure that would allow a homeowner or landlord to request that the sheriff immediately remove a squatter from their property. St. Louis Park Democrat Ron Latz warned it would give authoritarian control to the sheriff based on a complaint from a landlord,
which they could use not only against squatters, but against any tenant that they don't want there anymore.
St. Michael Republican Eric Lucero responded, squatting is trespassing and should be dealt with immediately by law enforcement.
Just as the sheriff would respond to a trespass call.
Republicans warn squatters cases that end up in housing court as evictions can take months and cost homeowners or landlords thousands of dollars to regain their lawfully owned property. A southeast Minnesota man is jailed after a standoff and firing a gun inside a townhome in Lewiston. Winona County authorities say neighbors reported hearing yelling and gunshots Monday night. The Winona County Emergency Response Team negotiated with a 38-year-old suspect for hours, and adjoining townhomes were evacuated. Deputies say the man eventually exited the residence with two kids, ages 13 and 14. Investigators believe the suspect fired two rounds from a long gun before they arrived. He's a felon on probation and prohibited from having a gun. Well, we're hearing this all over the state. Residents, this time in St. Peter, will have an opportunity to vote on a bond referendum that would authorize the school district to invest nearly $11 million, this time in improving the middle school. The proposed upgrades include renovations, renovating science, STEM and art classrooms, upgrading bathrooms to comply with ADA standards, and replacing old and worn-out materials. The school building has been in use since 1958, needs repairs and maintenance to ensure a safe and conducive learning environment for students. And Minnesota will enjoy a nice warm-up this weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Jacob Beitlich says the clouds will clear statewide Friday evening. He says Saturday temperatures could hit the 70s in the southern part of the state and even up here in the northern part of the state. Highs will be in the 70s. It'll be more widespread on Sunday, with spring-like temperatures are expected across the state for the next 10 days. That's a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the sports scene from yesterday, it was a good ball game. The Twins took a 2-1 lead with a home run, but it was the Dodgers. They ended up winning by a score of 4-2 at Target Field last night in game one of that three-game series. And the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, no surprise. UConn showed why they're number one basically all year and the number one overall seed going into the tournament as they beat Purdue 75-60. Back-to-back national championships for UConn. UConn's the only school to have won back-to-back championships in both men's and women's basketball. And in boys tennis, the Crookston Pirates, they get two big section victories. They beat Fergus Falls in the first match of the day, 6-1, and then they beat East Grand Forks 4-3. It came down to the last match of the day, and it was Jack Everett, and also you had, Jack, and then you had Grant Funk as well at number one doubles. They lost their first set. Then they win the second set by a score of 6-4, and they win the super tiebreaker 10-7 to earn the team victory. Pirates improved to 2-0 in section play and 2-1 overall. And in men's golf, the UMC men and women will be kicking off day two of their events here today. We'll tell you about that in a moment. On the air tonight, we're going to have Minnesota Twins baseball. They'll take on the Dodgers again. 6 o'clock the pregame, 6:40 will be the first pitch. And the Pirates softball team, they were supposed to play West Marshall. Too bad. It's a beautiful day for softball today. But that has been postponed to May 6th. The West Marshall seniors, they are on a field trip. Whether that's Stephen Argyle or Warren Alvarado Oslo, we're not sure. But they have a field trip scheduled for today. So that's why varsity isn't playing. Junior high and JV will play today at 4. And the Timberwolves, they will be hosting Washington at 7 o'clock tonight. The Minnesota Wild, they're at Colorado at 8:30. UMC Men's Golf, they are in Kansas for the final day of a two-day meet there. And the UMC Women's Golf Team, they're at the Augustana meet in Sioux Falls, day two of the two-day meet there. The Climax Fisher Knight girls basketball team recently held its end-of-the-season banquet and handed out several team awards. Ace Knight Award went to Ella Paulsrud and Ava Larson. Rookie of the Year Award went to Tegan Johnson. Most Improved to Claire Erickson. The Hustle Award to Lucy Paulsrud. Co-Defensive MVP to Hallie Reitmeyer and Cambry Solheim. Offensive MVP Peyton Hoffman. And the Milestone Award went to Peyton Hoffman as well. All-Conference First Team Peyton Hoffman. All-Conference Honorable Mention Ella Paulsrud. Academic All-State went to Hallie Reitmeyer, Ava Larson, Ella Paulsrud, and Cambry Solheim. Fans of the Year, they went to Mary Lynn Scavlum and Jim Demera. And we have the pictures available on our website at KROXAM.com. And click on Sports. Well, no surprise, the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship game brought in an average of 18.7 million viewers. It marked the third time in a week that the game featuring Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes broke viewership records. Part of the reasons why people like Diana Taurasi and others are extremely jealous that Caitlin Clark is a far bigger name than the ones that have come before her. And 18 million, that is the biggest basketball attendance, college or pro, since 2019, I should say, viewership. The attendance for the men's basketball game was the third largest ever, with over 73,000 at the game last night. But again, 18.7 million viewers. Just the big event coming up this weekend will be the Masters. They'll be lucky to get about half of that. So that's how big the viewership is. And that is, and of course, the NFL, you're never going to beat them in anything. I think they have the top 25 spots in 2023, and of course, the Super Bowl is numero uno. That is about it, though. Women's basketball, Caitlin Clark, she has shown it is fun to watch, but you also have to have those players like Caitlin Clark. You have, of course, Minnesota's own Paige Beckers is they're fun to watch. UConn, they'll be the number one team from start to finish, I'm sure, next year if everybody stays healthy. Then you have South Carolina. They're fun to watch. And You have USC with Juju Watkins, outstanding freshman, and a whole lot more. So there's a lot of stars. That's the difference between the women's and the men's game. You have a lot of four-year players on the women's side. That is about it on the sports scene. Again, all the stories, stats, scores, pictures, and more on our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back, and we'll take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up right after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Riverview Health.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Build a better burger with these grocery items from Hugo's Family Marketplace. 3-pound or larger packages of Hugo's Triple Fresh 85% lean ground beef, $3.99 a pound, limit 6 pounds. Mix or match these burger toppings. Premium red onions, Haas avocados, hot house beefsteak tomatoes, and 8-ounce packages of whole white mushrooms, 2 for $3. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston City Council met last night at the City Hall Council Chambers. The meeting began with the council appointing Nick Nicholas to the Development Policy and Review Committee. Nicholas is also on the Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority Board and will replace former committee member Ryan Palm. The Development Policy and Review Committee is responsible for managing and making recommendations with respect to the IRP, that's the Intermediary Relending Program, when receiving applications from local entities and businesses who are looking to receive IRP funds. The Development Policy and Review Committee includes the following members: Nick Nicholas, Corky Reynolds, Delane Klott, Christy Jurdy, Bill Anderson, Jason Carlson, Ann Oliver, and Finance Director for the City of Crookston, whoever they hire. The meeting continued with the council approving the resolution regarding purchasing additional equipment for the Ray Eklund Complex through the city's reserve funds. City Administrator Corky Reynolds explains what will be purchased at the field.
The city is proposing to have fencing placed on various diamonds. As well, there will be built a storage structure into and underneath the new stadium seating. And that will provide storage for the various levels of baseball. And each level will have its own storage compartment.
When preparing the 2024 budget, the council allocated $60,000 from the reserve funds for the equipment. However, the amount of money that was allocated will not be enough to cover all the expenses. Reynolds explains how the projects will be paid for.
The city tonight approved a request from the Park and Recreation Department to take $20,000 from a specifically designated fund for the Ray Eklund Complex and place it into the present year budget so that the city would have its $80,000 total, 60 from present budget year, 20 from reserve funds.
And the equipment will be provided by the Crookston Baseball Association to begin operations on the fencing, electricity for new scoreboards, and the storage facilities. The final item on the agenda was the resolution regarding the engagement of Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services, LLC, known as AE2S, out of Grand Forks to ultimately provide the engineering services for the city of Crookston. The city selected four department heads, which included Carrie Kirschbaum, Brandon Carlson, Chuck Getzman, and Corky Reynolds, and made a committee to review six requests for proposals that the city received in regards to entities interested in undertaking of the engineering duties of the city. Woodseth Civil Engineering has performed the engineering duties for Crookston for approximately 50 years. After a lengthy discussion, council members ultimately approved to appoint Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services as the city's engineering firm.
We got six quality proposals, one of which is the present city engineers firm, Woodseth. We were charged as the committee to make a recommendation to the council. Each committee member individually reviewed each of the proposals. Each committee member individually scored those proposals using a rating sheet.
And Reynolds explained that AE2S possesses a separate department within its firm that does financial analysis and identifies grant opportunities, which will ultimately lessen the spike or trajectory of levy increases in which the council is trying to accomplish.
And there was discussion about WIDSETH's commitment to this community for 50 years. Very valid point. But I think in the end, the overall expertise, knowledge, and experience of AE2S for the city of Crookston was the driving component compelling the council to vote to accept the committee's recommendation to appoint AE2S.
The consent agenda included the approval of meeting minutes from the March 25th City Council meeting. It also included the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $612,820.44. It also included the resolution regarding approval of the license renewals for Cement Mason. The Crookston City Council will meet again on Monday, April 22nd at 5:30 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Should be noted that the only City Council person that spoke up in basically in favor of WIDSETH was Delane Klotz. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully WIDSETH doesn't have to cut any jobs. And obviously that would have a huge impact on the city of Crookston as well. So stay tuned on that hot debate around town today. Not really a debate, a lot of complaining. The Tuesday topic for Severe Weather Awareness Week is severe weather, thunderstorms, lightning, and hail with Crookston firefighter Garrett Bankston. Bankston gave a general overview about the facts and safety precautions regarding thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms affect small areas compared to other storms. Typical thunderstorms, 15 miles in diameter and last for 30 minutes. But whatever their size, all thunderstorms are dangerous. Thunderstorms produce straight-line winds that can exceed 100 miles per hour. For this reason, you should treat severe thunderstorms just as you would tornadoes.
Those that find themselves in the path of a storm should find appropriate shelter. Hail is also a product of thunderstorms that causes nearly $1 billion in damages per year. Most hail is equated to pea size, but some can reach the size of baseballs and even grapefruit. Every thunderstorm produces lightning, and lightning is responsible for 43 deaths in America per year, with over 100 severely injured each year from lightning. Bankston explains some useful safety tips during a storm.
Safety tips. No place outside is safe when thunderstorms are in the area. And if you hear thunder, lightning is close enough to strike you. When you hear thunder, immediately move to a safe shelter, a substantial building with electricity or plumbing, or any enclosed metal-topped vehicle with windows up.
During a thunderstorm, everyone is advised to stay in safe shelter for at least 30 minutes after you hear the final sound of thunder. And technically, most sporting events that are outdoors, if you hear thunder, that's supposed to be suspended immediately because lightning isn't far away. It doesn't always happen, though. The Minnesota Department of Transportation will end spring load restrictions in the North Central Frost Zone on Friday at 12:01 a.m. Spring load restrictions have already ended in the south, southeast, metro, and central zones. Truckers are advised to check with local agencies prior to increasing any weights on their routes. The sign erected on the roadway governs the load limit in effect, start and end dates, and other load limit information. Otherwise, permits for more than 80,000-pound gross vehicle weight will continue, and new permits will be issued if the axle and group weights are legal axle weight limits. MnDOT will report start and end dates on its 24-hour automated message center at 1-800-723-6543. For more information, you can go to our website, KROXAM.com. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following calls yesterday at 1 p.m. They responded to the intersection of 6th Avenue North and North Broadway for a report of a dog with its leash wrapped up around a tree. Upon arrival, the fire department assisted the police department by getting the dog unstuck. They then took the dog and was able to locate the owner, and then they cleared the scene. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Jamie Lee McGill, 39, of Crookston, for failure to appear in court. On the obituary desk today, we're sad to say we have several more to go through. Josephine Josie Sheridan, lived in Crookston, passed away at home April 4th, 2024. After a year-long struggle with cancer, she passed from this life with her loving husband, James, at her side. Josie was born, Josephine Vita Satriano, on June 20th, 1953, in Marshalltown, Iowa. Graduated from South Tama High School in Tama, Iowa, 1971, and she graduated in 1975 at the Vangel University in Springfield, Missouri. Josie leaves behind her devoted husband, James Jim Sheridan, and mother-in-law, Carol Ratty. She is also survived by brothers Tony Satriano of Iowa, Albert Satriano of Denver, Colorado, John Satriano of Iowa, niece Allison of Waterloo, Iowa, nephew Aaron of Carrollville, Iowa, brother-in-law Tom Sheridan, sister-in-law Pamela Magra, as well as many other relatives. She was preceded in death by her parents and grandparents. There will be a visitation and a time for memory sharing on Thursday, April 11th at 5 p.m., at Stenchel Housky Funeral Home in Crookston. Sharing of memories will begin at 6 p.m. The funeral service celebrating Josie's life will be on Friday, April 12th at 10:30 a.m. at Freedom Church in Crookston. Visitation will be for 1 hour prior to the service. There will be a luncheon held after the service, followed by the burial at St. Petrie Cemetery in Neillsville. Harlan James Camel, 73, of Euclid, passed away peacefully in his home April 4th after a long battle with health challenges. Harlan was born May 22, 1950, to Paul and Rose Kluzak Camel in Crookston. After graduating from Central High School in 1968, he worked various jobs around the area. He married Lorna Piallo on December 29, 1988. They went on to have two daughters, Sarah and Kelsey, whom they raised on the family farm in Euclid. Harlan is preceded in death by his parents, Paul and Rose Camel, his brother, Dwayne, and sister, Carolyn. Harlan is survived by his wife, Lorna of Euclid, his daughters and their families, Sarah and Taylor Henriksen of Barnesville, Kelsey and Curtis Regan of Grand Forks, two grandchildren, Axel Henriksen and Wesley Regan, sisters, Marion and Danny Green of Alabama, Elaine Camel of Crookston, and brother, Myron and Charles, or Charlene Camel of Wyoming. The funeral service for Harlan Camel will be held on Monday, April 15th at 1 p.m. at the Stenchel Housky Funeral Home in Crookston, with burial taking place at the Sheck National Cemetery in Tabor. Visitation will be held 1 hour before the service. Leroy Carrier, 76, of Roseau, passed away Friday, April 5th at Essentia Health in Fargo. A massive Christian burial for Leroy will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, April 12th at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Red Lake Falls, with Father Bob Schreiner officiating and Deacon John Brueggemann. Burial will be held at the St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery near Red Lake Falls. Visitation will be held for 1 hour prior to the service at the church on Friday. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Arlen Ogard and Stanley Davis. Arlen Ogard was born in 1917 in Russia Township of Polk County, and he enlisted in the Army in 1945, was discharged in 1946. Arlen Ogard died in the state in 1984 in Crookston. Private First Class Stanley Davis was born June 4, 1929 in Crookston. Private First Class Davis was drafted into the United States Marine Corps September 1951, was honorably discharged September 1953. Davis was stationed in Korea as a frontline machine gunner, where he was the squad leader. Davis was awarded the Purple Heart, Bronze Star, Korean War Service Medal, United Nations Service Korea Medal, and National Defense Service Medal. Private First Class Stanley Davis passed away April 9th of 2014. That is a look at our local news as we now take a look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny blue skies and a beautiful day shaping up today, 52 degrees. Not much of a wind. It's relatively calm. Humidity is at 58%. Barometric pressure at 29.75 inches. And that has been steady since 8 o'clock this morning. And again, 52 with no wind, relatively calm right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the almanac from yesterday, we had a high of 52, a low of 37. We did have a trace of rain in the morning. The almanac for today, the average high 49, the average low 28, year ago high 43, year ago low 25. The record high 79 set in 1977, the record low 10 set in 1997. The sun rose at 6:49. The sun will set at 8:07 for 13 hours, 18 minutes of daylight. Our morning's low was 30 degrees at 6 and 7 o'clock this morning. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, it'll be mostly sunny, a high near 62, west winds of 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 38, west winds of 5 to 10, becoming southerly after midnight. Wednesday, a 50% chance of rain after 1 p.m., mostly sunny, a high near 65, south winds of 5 to 15, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour, with less than a tenth of an inch of rain possible. Wednesday night, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a low around 40, north winds around 15, gusting up to 25, 40% chance of precipitation. Now Thursday, a 30% chance of rain, partly sunny, a high near 55, northwest winds of 15 to 25, gusting up to 40. Friday, it'll be sunny, a high near 60, west winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. Friday night, a low around 40, with winds up to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high near 70, southeast winds around 15, gusting up to 25. Saturday night, a low around 45, with wind gusts up to 20. Then on Sunday, it'll be sunny, a high near 70, northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 25. And then Monday of next week, a 30% chance of rain, mostly sunny, a high near 70, breezy southeasterly winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. That is a look at the noontime news on KROX.